We'll start with the invocation. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord, her three rose, her bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limit, redeyed on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahmamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, Ruskandravas, Yakshas. Homage, with her trumpet sounds, destroying forth magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fire blaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments so shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, like eon denning fire abiding, rush of weapon joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to a reed-seed letter of the shape of syllable whom Bhava stamping shakes his three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of devil-like form, with my silken Tara Enpe, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings in the Kinnaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Trisas, Elsa, Spirit, Yakshas, and Ray Scorpius Supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Okay, let's do another row, another round. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord, her three rose, her bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses as Gandhavas Yakshas. Homage with her chit and face sound, just showing those magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was sayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with ritual mood, light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on her muscle shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with meath ablaze, like eon deadening fire abiding, rush of weapons joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, as a shape of syllable, whom Pipa stamping shakes his three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalake form, with Vaisokantara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Drisosos of spirit yakshas, and race corpus supreme ture. These praises with the rule mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Let's do one more round. I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to our swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Spirits, true bone lotus. Homage, she whose faith combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with that race resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorning, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, action shrined without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahmamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses as Gandhavas Yakshas. Homage with Sartre and Pe sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to her, a very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with ritual mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all the guardians assembled, shaking from with her home. saving from every misfortune. Hamid crown adorned with crescent, moon ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair, sending out much light eternal. Hamid she with feet ablaze, like the unending fire abiding, our shift left and choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage to her with the letter of the shape of Silla Bohum, by which then he shakes the three worlds, holding in her hand, in my queen of devil life form, the Christ of Kantara and Kate, total link spelling poison. She whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispelled their dreams and conflicts. Homage she is two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with wise sorrow and two tare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, so spirit yakshas, and race corpus supreme ture. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. The prayer of benefits is on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn, upon waking, and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Now, if you turn to page 27 in the Gold Book, Gold Prayer Book, chant the Seven Limb Prayer, page 27 in the Gold Prayer Book. Gosum gupe gone chase lo nye shang yi tu che ni ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun ta che shang ke fa ke wa na la ye yi rong ko wa ma tong ba ju ne shu ne do la che ki ko lo ko wa rong da shen ye na jang chu. Now please turn to page 97 in the same book. 97. And at the bottom it says short mandala offering. Let's chant that one. And then we'll continue on the next page. Request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Sa shi per ki shu. Yeah. te ducesima la Idam Guru Rata Mandala Kam Niryatayami.
Sanjay
Soki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapuchi Dagi Chen Yangi Pesunam Gi Dola Penchu Sangir to Pasho
Sanjay Soki
Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapuchi Dagi Chen Yangi Pesunam Gi Dola Penchu Sangir to Pasho
good evening. So we'll do tonglen practice, okay? Tonglen practice before the class. Instead of now reciting Vajrasattva mantra, so we'll do today, tonight, we'll do tonglen practice. So. Tonglen practice conjoined with the breathing on our own breathing, on our own breath. Okay, breathing. How you say breath or breathing?
Conjoined with our own breath.
Conjoined with our own breath, okay? Well, thank you. Tong, no, give or send. Give or send, no? Out of loving kindness, okay? Out of loving kindness, no? Lend, take. Out of compassion, so taking part, you can, you know, do with, you know, instead of doing that based on all sentient beings, if it's become overwhelmed, so then you can do taking part based on yourself or based on your family, close one, relative, so on and so forth, okay, you know, taking part. Or you can do it from yourself, your close one, relatives, you know, like that. If you become overwhelmed, you know, like taking, basically taking problems, okay, problems, so physical problem, mental problems, so out of compassion, not out of fear, anxiety, stress, obligations, simply, purely out of loving, out of compassion, so. When you breathe out, breathe out all your loving kindness, all your goodness. Then all the living beings, they inhale whatever your all the goodness that you are breathing out of loving kindness. Then just imagine, when you breathe out, just imagine, yourself. Or your relatives, or your close one, or all living beings, you know, they breathe in all the goodness. Then, free, the minute they breathe in all your goodness, then free them, you know, liberate them from self-grasping mind, fundamental confusions, you know, self-centered egos, and all the mental, you know, defilements, you know, liberate them. Just imagine, the minute they breathe in all the goodness that you are breathing out, a pure, out of loving kindness, if you utilize yourself, then it's breathing in. The minute you breathe in, it liberates. Okay, liberates. So, so then you breathe in. So now you begin with the breathing out. Exhale out of loving kindness. When you inhale, then you inhale your own difficulties, problems, or your difficulties, your close one, relatives, or difficulty. If it's not overwhelming, then you can imagine all the living beings and difficulties. Then, you know, breathing in, so taking on, you know, like out of pure compassion, then taking on self-centric attitude, which is like the root of all the problems. So just imagine, immediately you breathe in, and you know, it goes on to the self-centric ego, then disappear, or maybe you're free, you are liberated from that, you know, minute you pile all this on that. Okay, so Lamula, you say that's like LC95, that's a Tonglen practice. Okay, visualize, you know, space before you, visualize Shakyamuni Buddha or His Holiness Dalai Lama or Lama Zopa Rinpoche or my teachers. My teachers, just visualize them, okay, space before you. Or you can just, you know, if you feel some kind of connection with Lama Zopa Rinpoche, His Holiness Dalai Lama or my teacher, you know, Kenzo Rinpoche, or like if you feel connection with the Tara, you can visualize Tara. If you feel connection with the Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, then you visualize them. Okay, space before you. So Ramula said this one time in English.
And thus perfect, pure, compassionate gurus.
So they all that, you know, the holy like being that you feel connections, you visualize space before you. That's what it means, huh?
I seek your blessings that all negativities, obscurations, and sufferings of mother migrators.
Mother migrator or yourself or your relative, your close one. Oh.
May without exception ripen upon me right now.
Me refers to self-centered ego. Self-centered ego or self-grasping mind. Not yourself. Okay.
And that by giving my happiness and virtue to others.
Virtues, there should be S, virtues, no? Isn't it?
All migrators may experience happiness.
You yourself, relatives, if you have been overwhelmed, then if you are not overwhelmed, then all the migrators, no? Okay, so we do that through breathing, okay? Now just visualize that we are going to chant this 3 times. So then think about the meaning, okay, no? Think about the meaning. First, giving. Second, taking. That's what it means when you chant. That's all you need to think about, okay? When you chant, if you give you more times to reflect on the meanings, so then it's become wonderful meditation. That's become Tonglen practice, okay, no?
Oh, no.
Practice, so when you chant, so give you more time to reflect on the meaning. So the last word, when you chant three times, last word, in order to make it equal, so last one, last line, you say two times, then that makes it equal, okay? So I'm going to say the next stanza in English.
Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity, and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma.
That's exactly how you think something positive when things, you know, things fall apart. When things go wrong, instead of thinking something, the time-wise, it's not good to think something negative because things are not going right. So that's something that, you know, this is a very critical time-wise, you know, think something positive, you know, because all the circumstances, everything's, you know, like falling apart, also like, you know, all the difficulties, you know, arising. So that's time-wise not good to think something negative, rather than trying to do something positive. That's exactly, you know, how to think something positive. When things going wrong, one after another, feel like, you know, whole world is like falling apart. You know? So then, you know, that's how you think something positive, okay?
In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness.
So, Tonglen practice, the chant is not that difficult to learn. So, you know, maybe, so that's how you do tonglen meditations. So, then when things are falling apart, there's something to think positive. The second line. Then the last one, the third one, is like, no matter what kind of appearance, whether it's like positive or beautiful, like, you know, pleasant, unpleasant, you know, you use that, you know, to boost your altruistic attitude, or what you call here, bodhicitta, based on the five, you know, force or five powers, huh? That's how we are going to liberate ourselves, you know, to think something positive, you know, all the time. Think something positive, okay, you know? Yeah, yeah, wonderful, you know? The word tena, you know, tena, jirulama, tujiji, tena, here is and thus. Tena, jitu, no, tena. I'll just explain one line. Then maybe not slowly. I already probably explained that number, but because it's important, that's why, you know, I want you to do the practice, not just hope that someone else will do the practice, then you get benefit. That's not quite how it works, huh? So then you learn practice, then you do the practice, then you get benefit. Oh? So then I get benefit, and everybody get benefit. So then it also creates a positive energy in this environment. When people walk in, they can also get benefit. Then there's like ripple of benefit, you know. So positive energy they create as a group doing this practice will be probably carried out, you know, to so many different places. So, Tena, and thus, Jejun, Je, like Jay literally means leader, you know, someone who is capable to lead sentient beings out of the samsara, not just, you know, leader, like not just leader, the Jay. So when they pass it like venerable, doesn't explain the whole meaning. Jay means leader who is capable to lead the beings out of the samsara, all the way to liberation, moksha, enlightenment, that kind of beings, okay, lead, there's a title. Jun, there's like Jejun, you know, there's also all title, this also Jejun is a title. Jejun. Jun means, you know, like Jun refers to inner qualities, mainly ethics, morality, so okay, ethics, huh? Jejun, no. Yeah, you can elaborate that, but mainly it's like ethics, the main ethics, out of three practice or three trainings, practice of morality, practice of concentration, practice of wisdom, they're called labasum, you know, like three training or three practice. So the mainly, the chun refers to ethics, the first one, shouldn't be laba, you know, which is like ground, everything grow from the ground, or which is like ethics, or no ethics, no concentration, no wisdom, you know. Last two training is very much based on the first training. This is like training of ethics, huh? So Jetun refers to the quality they possess by person, you know. Person, and in this case it's Pabla Lama, you know, Lama Tina. Tina Jetun Lama. Lama when it comes down on spiritual practice, there's nothing above that person's. Lama Meva means there's nothing above that person's. Even though there's many, many enlightened beings, but unfortunately that we didn't get chance to see Shakyamuni Buddha directly. So, but we have the karma to receive Shakyamuni Buddha teaching through someone, you know, what we call here Lama or Guru. Tinajitu Lama Che. Tukje. It's like another word for compassion. Tukje means compassion. Okay. Jin means possess, you know, possess. One who possess, you know, compassions. One who possess compassion. Tuji Jin means, you know, compassionate one, compassionate guru. Compassionate, that's what I say. This like, you know, then you think about like something, you know, space before you. So that's only I'm going to explain that, you know, then maybe rest of the line I will explain, you know, slowly, okay? So that's what I think. Tonight, Jinzo Lama Tujiji, so you are thinking the Holy Being, they visualize space before you in order to do Tonglen meditations or Tonglen practice. Then you think about that, that's like compassionate one, you know? Compassionate one who is capable to lead me or all sentient beings out of samsara. And who possess, you know, three trainings, like the start with the, you know, training of ethics, training of concentrations, training of moralities. So now back to the materials. So now where we are, so Samula, stanza number. Oh yeah. So today it won't take because I did took the note last Wednesday. I will find right away.
I think we're on LC 99 on page 155.
Yeah, please look at the LC 99. Hold it. Okay, I'll just start from here. So, so now here, there's like, related to the same stanza. So now here, Lama says, Doja Nyadungi Cholam Tamje Tamawa Midawa Tatkej Mengala Tene, so rely on skillful instructions, you know, such as, you know, Tonglen practice. Then after this, you know, there's two more stanza right after Tonglen practice, you know, all the way to, below Tonglen practice, then there's number of stanzas or the number of practice, it refers to all of them. That's called skillful instructions. Or method, okay. Rojanya Dogi Cholam Tamja Tamava Midama Tabgej Mengala Tennis. Whether you are walking around, you know, just moving around, just, you know, taking a walk in the wood or around the park, or maybe you are sitting down, you are sleeping, so throughout all our conduct, Cholam Tamja Tamava Midama Tabgej Mengala Tennis. Relying on these skillful instructions, how to throughout all our conduct, how to like use those, you know, rely on skillful instructions to increase bodhicitta, So that means, you know, like what it means, you are thinking about altruistic attitude, you are thinking about bodhicitta, you know. You are thinking about bodhicitta all the time, okay? That's what it means. When you summarize them, thinking about bodhicitta all the time, so. Chalam je menga je ba chu yu yu so tanga ndoli ju ji se, oh. So how to do that extensively, intensively, how to do that intensively, there's, you know, Lama is referring to look at the one sutra, there's a number of sutras explains this practice intensively, no? Making offering of the stupa, you know, Tijinshabe Chudin, which symbolize enlightened mind. Stupa symbolize enlightened mind. That's why in every altar, traditional altar, you have books, symbolize speech, you have statue, symbolize body, you have like stupa, symbolize mind. So that means like complete form of enlightened beings. Body, statue, speech, teaching the books, heart or mind, stupa, they symbolize that. Oh? That's why they are there on the altar, you know, to complete form of object, okay? Stupa symbolizes, you know, the enlightened mind. So making offering with altruistic attitude, making offering, cleaning around the stupa, all of that, you know, that's like part of offering, so. Making flower offerings, any kind of offerings, flower offerings, you know. So then it's also, according to Lama Adisha's the light offering prayer is a very powerful one, composed very beautifully, you know. So you are physically, you are offering one light, one piece of light, one tea candle light, small one, but you can, in your mind, it's like that candle light is vast as universe. Very beautiful, you know, very beautiful. Size-wise, the biggest universe, oh. It's like, you know, like say, it's according to Lamar's lot of offerings, like, it's huge, you know, you don't just visualize something small, you just visualize very big. And the illumination of the light is, you know, like, biggest universe, so. So they just, for example, for light, can be transformed into incense, flower, you know, physically offering one. So, you know, Buddhist or some other barter offering, that's, you know, that's what you just, actual offering, then manifest offering, mental offering, that's what is mental offering. This is very important, you know. We do make offerings, but, you know, it doesn't require much effort. Just think, this is something huge. And the illumination lies the biggest universe, so. Then, number-wise, you are offering one light, but that light become millions of light in front of each Buddhas. Oh, all the time, not just today, all the time. That's how you create merit. We do need to create merit much as possible. Why? Because that's the call for happiness. And not just in this life, many more. Then if you motivate, that if you direct that merit towards liberation, enlightenment, then it becomes the cause for that, you know. If you direct that cause, the merit towards samsari goodness, so then, you know, the result will be samsari goodness. It's not going to be liberation. It's not going to become the cause for liberation. It's not going to become the cause for enlightenment. It's simply become the cause for samsari goodness. That's on your motivation. That's how you dedicate. That's very much depend on how you dedicate. If you dedicate that merit towards your liberation, enlightenment, second all mother sending me, then it becomes the cause for enlightenment, then it will be, you will be, have access to that merit till you reach enlightenment, till you liberate from yourself, from samsara. If you dedicate that cause for happy life, long life, you know, then it becomes a cause for samsaric things, okay? So just, you know, number wise is like each flower becomes a miniature flower in front of each Buddha all the time, not just today, all the time, okay? That's how you create a vast amount of merit, just by thinking, you know? Kusula is not here, you know, it's like I'm just quoting from Lama Adi's light offering prayers. It's not here, you know. So it's good to think. Tene tijeje be kusula medo kamje dugbu ham dugbu so sona sinje tamje tsayasun je ti ngawa sawa tamje. Offering flowers, offering incense, all of that, offering incense, with altruistic attitude, it will purify all the, how you say, broken like ethics, broken ethics or morality. No. So not just that, you know, it also creates a cause, you know, making incense offerings. There has to be incense, something smells, like a beautiful smell, you know, such as perfume. You don't have to, if you have perfume, you can just spray the perfume too. You can spray the perfume, you know, so that's also the same. You know. But Tibetan incense is made out of pure herbal, so it does benefit your health, you know, because there's no chemical. It's like horrible. You know. Some of the incense, you know, they also probably has, you know, some blood they mix in the incense because they, you know, sacrifice animals, you know, so therefore they mix some blood in the incense. Tibetan incense, not being biased towards Tibetan product, but, you know, Tibetan incense is pure herbal, made of herbal, you know, best, it'll benefit you. So cleaning around the gomba, cleaning around the stupas, you know, sinje tamji chulam miduva neva juvas. Also that, also energy that created by doing that, also somehow that also, you know, helps to remove or to minimize people's misconduct, you know, like misconduct is like, you understand misconduct? Chalam Zeba Yosungo, Chalam Zeba Yosungo, Chalam Yosungo, then create a cause to become all the conduct something beautiful conduct rather than Lumis conduct. The Medo de Medo Duxona Sinjet Tamji Nimoba, the Nivi Nimoba, Nio Nimovi, Dumeba Chim Yosungo, the Medo Duxona, the Medo Duxona. So then making, you know, like, that's why you see, like, the, especially, according to traditions, when you give Buddhist vows, you are supposed to decorate entire gomba, because that's a very big deal. Because you are offering altruistic, you know, how to develop bodhicitta, you are offering people to bodhicitta, that's like the, you know, benefit all living beings. Therefore, you know, you are supposed to decorate all the rooms. That's why they decorate all the rooms. There were a lot of flowers there hanging around, all of them, you know. So, that kind of, you know, actions create the cause to people to free from the root delusions, and then secondary delusions. Somehow it helps them to remove, because making are like umbrella of, you know, flowers. looks like umbrella, but actually it's flowers, you know, like shaped like umbrella. They are dedicating this flower, so eliminate the root delusions and the secondary delusions of all the living beings. So, then there are simjian that the nyangin and the tongjian do sungo nyam the simjian. So, then when you pretty much same that here it says like temple or spiritual sanctuary, or now here we don't call temple, actually it's like temple, but you know we call it a center. But Tibetan people will call Gompa, that means temple. Tibetan people will probably call temple Gompa. So now there's like Dharma center, actually it's a spiritual sanctuaries. So when you walk in, when you walk into spiritual sanctuaries, then just think it is all like done in the mind. Then you are leading like all living beings, you know, towards liberations, towards enlightenment, you know, not just walking in, you know, just, you know, the kind of special kind of mindset you walk in, then you are, you know, like leading all living beings. So that's what it means. Throughout all conduct, eating, walking, opening door, walking into the house, you know, all of that, you know, just thinking something positive, you know, something positive. So that's what it means, you know, like relying on skillful instructions, how to, you know, like boost bodhicitta throughout all our conduct. That's what it means. You know, when you walk into Kadamba Center, you are thinking, I'm leading all these people to out of samsara, or, no, or maybe I'm leading them all the way to the town of liberations, city of liberations, like that, something like that. Okay, so then when you walk in, then you say, it's all done in the mind, liberated all of them, you know, I led them to the city of liberation, so something like that. Oh. So then, you know, when you open the door, when you open the door, when you open the door, you need to generate, means good to think. Generate means good to think. When you open the door, it's like thinking that, you know, I'm opening the door to from like special, you know, wisdoms. From special wisdom is like being aware of bodhicitta throughout all conduct. When you open the door, you are thinking, oh, I'm like helping them to come into higher realms. Then when you close the door, then you say, okay, I'm closing the door for lower realms, or maybe for all the problems, for good. When you close the door and you are thinking something positive, I'm closing the door for all the problems, because lower realm is problems. So see. So then you think, okay, I'm opening the door for all the goodness. Huh? When you close the door, I'm closing the door for all the problems. I'm closing the door for all the problems, you know, like that. So that's what it means, you know, thinking altruistic attitude of bodhicitta throughout all conduct. So this is like just, you know, making offering, cleaning out the stupa, opening the door, closing the door, walk in, leading, thinking, leading all of them inside, you know. Because then you get immense benefit, you know, then you manage to think, you are thinking, always thinking something positive, you know. More likely you are not going to slam the door. I hope. So, slamming the door, yeah, if you slam the door, it's not, you can't think of something positive, slamming is closed. Yeah, so then, you know, you really think, okay, enough, now all the problem, no more. From the positive mind, positive mind, rather than angry mind. This is all like generally means thinking altruistic attitude, you know, throughout all activities. This is now a part from the sutra, some from the sutra, so. So when you sit down, then you say, okay, I'm going to lead all the beings to the enlightenment, something like that. You might sit down. They do not do the same thing. 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 So, you know, like, typically, that's like, I'm not sure here in the West, but it's hot. You know, when you see the Shakyamuni Buddha statues, that's called Parinirvana. So when he passed away, you know, so like, you know, like the right hand under the there, there's a number of reasons why you know, like, because it, like, some first of all, it will automatically close the some of the drawers that consciousness will leave, probably, you know, those, some of this, there's seven, I think, if I remember correctly, there are seven spots on our body. That's where the consciousness will live when we die. The country, there are seven different spots in our body. That's where the consciousness live. If you sleep down like that, some of them, most of them, automatically close. There's no, the consciousness won't live from those spots because it's already closed. So, say like single nyadams, like, but I never saw it. It's in the text, it says like it's like line style sleeping. So, but when you look at the National Geographic Channel, I never saw any lines like maybe they do, but most of the time they're like so they're hot there. That's how, you know, like, at least when you go to bed, you can, you know, try like, then after that, when you fall asleep, you have not much control. But at least, you know. So if you ever wonder, when you see the Shakyamuni Buddha statue laying down like that, that's what it means, you know. That's like, that's the time the Buddha passed away. That's how he laid down. There's that. Lo yebe nyala disimje tamje sanji ji nyangel dawa yoso nyangel dawa nyamdo semje doso. Yeah, so now, you know, it depends, like, not sure how many people sleep like, but if you begin to sleep, you go like that, so then, you know, you are still something thinking something positive, you know, like going to Parinirvana to stack up all living beings, you know, like that, something like that. But it's all like, Now it's come down to sleeping. Now, you know, before that, cleaning, opening door, coming to temple, going to temple, you know, so now, it's night. So, it's like, you know, time of the bedtime, oh. Tene, dana dida sinje tami nimoba dawa nam, nimoba kune dawa nam le lango nyo senche this. Then when you awake, when you're waking up in the morning, so they are thinking, okay, I will wake up all living beings from fundamental confusion, or maybe to wake up them from like defilement, okay? So like out of ignorance, you know, like there's awakened one, oh, sangje, awakened one, awake from where? Awake from fundamental ignorance. When you are waking, when you awake in the morning, then you think, okay, I'm like awake, not just waking, awaking, how is it? Not just me waking. Waking? Oh, it's not just me waking up, I'm at the same time I'm waking up all living beings from the fundamental conditions. Make sense?
Yes.
You know, it's like thinking something positive. It's like, it's very, so easy to, you know, like say, contribute to bodhicitta. It's not that difficult, you know. So when you're waking up, it's not just I'm waking up, at the same time I'm waking up all living beings from all the defilements, fundamental, from, especially from ignorance, you know, to see ultimate truth. You know, don't sleep, just, it doesn't mean no sleep. That's impossible. People have to sleep. So that, then, or, then, dana, dana, sinja, tamji, nimu, vakuni, dawa, namle, lang, or, nimu, sinja. People are not really physically sleep, but it's kind of like sleep because of ignorance, all the defilements, you know. So when you awake, so I'm waking up all of those beings from that, you know. From that defilement, all of that, okay. You know, then, Luji Chela, Dronaji, Luji Chela, Desinje Tamji, Jevuchim, Dresun, Dovachim, Senjizu. Then, Luji, some of them, even for me to also hard to understand. Then, Luji Chela, Dronaji, Desinje Tamji, Jevuchim, Dresun, Dovachim, Senjizu. Luji Chela, Dronaji. Те дуна да се чуе таму, дуе се на, на воне се чуе. Те не лузи челан дуна да се чуе таму, че ву чуе, чуе. Изгва. Те дуна да се чуе таму, дуе се So now. I'll only chew the soft one, then I will leave the hard one. Okay, so now there's another. Only eat the soft one, I'll leave the hard one. Can chew. Because the wisdom teeth is broken. My wisdom teeth haven't been used last 17 years, so most of them wear out, not wear out, it's just rotting. I don't want to just guess, you know. Might be wrong guess, then that's no good. So better to leave it out. There's only one sentence, no, I'm not sure. Te Luji Chela Dunaji Desinja Tanji Tibuchimbi. Then Luji Chela Dona, so still cannot chew, too hard to chew. So Ted Dona Sinjas, Deja, the Shinda, Timugi Sumu, Yung Onyam, the same chair, Doja. So the another way, no, if you are Ted Dona, almost like probably like if your body is moving around, te luji chela don de sinje tamje chebu chimbe tuzon do wajin nyamu jin. When your body is moving around, probably I'm guessing. I've become obsessed with the sentence. So I'm going back again. So te luji chela don. I think that like if your body is moving around. So then you think, you know, that, you know, like you are leading all beings towards Mayana path. All beings towards Mayana path. If your body is like sitting down, it's all, you know, one is all experienced, now another one. If you are sitting down, well, so then you think about, you know, the pain of ignorance, hatred, anger of all living beings has been eliminated, or freeing them from if your body is not moving around, just sitting in one place, then you think about, you know, the pain of ignorance, hatred, attachments, then you are freeing all living beings from there. True When you're taking shower, probably, you know, then not just taking shower, probably refers to the body. When you take shower, when you're cleaning your body, I'm going to clean all the defilement of all living beings, not just, you know. That's why I say, like, throughout all contact, not just while you're eating or breathing, or I'm only going to think of bodhicitta when I breathe. No, not like that. No, when you're opening the door, closing the doors, no, when you're taking a shower, you're thinking, I'm cleaning my defilement together with all the beings, defilement of all living beings. Okay? So I'm cleaning my anger. I'm cleaning my insecurity, feeling insecurity, my anxiety, my fear, and fear of my friend, my relative, my all living beings. Just thinking something positive, you know. You are taking shower anyway. So then here probably in Asia there are less people, there's not so, you know, it's not easy to take shower. So you have one more benefit here. You are taking shower almost every day. So that means, you know, there's more opportunity, okay, you know? Cleaning all the defilement of my anger, my jealousy, my, you know, like that, so then not just my, then together with all of that, okay? So that same, like cleaning, if you're just cleaning your hand, if you're just cleaning your feet, all of that, all that, you know, you're thinking something positive. Labanyana, this is me, that's Nimu betingawanam, salon, the same chedas. Te kangbatuna, this is me, Nimu betunam, nasu sanjus. You know, so first one is like defilement, then the hand, you know, the seat, not just defilement, seat. Then the feet, you know, like not just seat, also the propensity, tendency, basically from the root, not just surface level, you know, from the root. You know. So these are just suggestions. Bottom line, think something positive when you are cleaning your hand, cleaning your feet, clean your hair, think something positive, you know, like probably, you know, you can do probably when you like comb, what is it called, comb? When you comb your hair, you can say, okay, I'm going to straighten all people's mind. How is it? Straighten their thought, something like that, you know, you can like, the basically is like, throughout all kinds of things, something positive that contribute to your bodhicitta, and that's what it means, oh. Then probably toothbrush, same, not just brush my teeth, also brushing defilements. The main problem is like self-centered ego, self-gossiping mind, anger, hatred, jealousy, all this disturbing thought. Just think, you know, just cleaning, not just teeth, you know, cleaning something like deeper level, okay, you know, something more. So, you know, sana, dida, sinja, tamja, timan, nazo, timan, namban, nazo, salanim, samsa, sana. So, timan is stain. Tima?
Stain.
You understand? Stain? Yeah. So that's brushing the teeth to try to eliminate the stain, right? Or maybe what? Bad smell is called, what is it called, stain?
Stain is a discoloration.
Ah. maybe tuma means like bad smell. So it's like not just removing the bad smell, so like, you know, removing the bad semis of the bad thought, disturbing thought, no, something like that. Tela luji yowa tamje simje tamje la temba dewa yungos. Any tiny, any movement that relates to the body, opening the door, closing the door, walking around, you know, showering, cleaning hands, cleaning feet, cleaning head, all of the, any movement of physical body is to help to generate altruistic attitude. See, now you don't need to just sit down. See, there's so many different ways you can create merit. Oh, think of bodhicitta. So every single movement, our body, you know, like that, okay? Tela, Luigi, Yowatan, the Sinjata, the temple, the Dawai, you know, dedicated every movement. It's like, that's why Rinpoche said, Lama Sava, eating with bodhicitta, shopping with bodhicitta, talking with bodhicitta, what else Rinpoche say? Sleeping with bodhicitta. So it sounds good, right? Huh?
Working
with bodhicitta, that's what it means, you know, like thinking. That's exactly like opening, it's not just opening door, it's like opening opportunities, not just opportunities for liberation, enlightenment, you know. Closing the doors, now there's closing the door for problems, something like that. So this is now, it's not just, you know, people just say, okay, I would like to say this. No, it's not just that. It has souls. It's in the sutra, in somewhere there, it's in the sutra. No? That is, then, Tijin Xiaobe, Chue Tien La, Cha Zena, 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 Fatan, Chie Be, Cha Chua, Chue Tien, Sen, Chie Zong. When you are doing prostration in front of the holy image or in front of the stupa, there's also physical movement, right? Tijishabe, Chidinla, Chasana, Dizimja Tamja, Hata Jibi, Jidiji, Chachawa, Chishishi, Hindunyan Simchizo. And I'm the one who's not doing prostrations, but you know, but I'm, in my mind, I'm thinking, so may I wish all living beings will do the prostration to the holy object, not just me doing prostrations. At the same time, I'm wishing all living beings to do the prostrations like me, you know, in front of the stupa or holy image. Or like that. Didn't it? Riji Poteta na Chanjusama Yosung Takeva, you know, so these are the skillful method of Bodhisattvas. Skillful method how to keep the altruistic attitude in day to day life, you know, throughout all conduct. So these are some of the explanations, okay? Shesu jaji jungwa te shiva doji ni shiva. These are the brief, some of the brief, so skillful instructions pull out from the sutras. If someone, you or me are wondering, then Lama say, please read the sutra itself, then there will be more explanations. Jaji jungwa te shiva doji ni shiva. Da lo jungwa tenju tuva lo jungwa tamzi la jubje. Now, out of 7 point mind penetrates, 7 point, now the 6 point, point number 6, Lojongi Tunjitruva, Lojongi Tamzi, the pledge of mind penetrates, use reading the 7 point. Anybody has note? What is the name of the 6 point? Point number 6.
Maybe developing special brain attitude.
7 point, mind penetrates. You remember 7 point? That's okay. If you don't remember, that's okay. So, but somehow it's good to remember. in the future. Tamzi. Lojungi Tunjutuva, Lojungi Tamzi, Lojungi Tamzi means no pledge of mind training. What is it? Are you looking at your note? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Advice of
mind training.
That's the
seventh point. Number six. Number six. Number that's 7 point. That point number six.
Oh, that's
okay, just forget it.
Totally.
It isn't special, developing special bodhicitta. So I think, anyway, so just listen, okay, now just listen. It's called pledge. So then when you go home, maybe tomorrow make some nice tea or coffee, then look at your notes that you'll find. So there's like, first point, second point, 3 point, fourth point, fifth point, 6 point, 7 point. That's called 7 point mind training tracks. Oh yeah. No joke, I'll just say it now. Anyway, it's called the pledge of mind training tracks, mind training teachings, mind training teachings, or pledge of mind training teachings, or tamzi or commitment or something like that. Just say it now. Divided into quite numbers, so. Lojo Ken Lamba Tang Magawa Je Tojo Mashowa Chore Manwa Je Tojo Majore Majo Sambe Shin Cheba Zinji Lunga Ge. So I will say number, it divided into 18 subcategories. The point number six divided into 18 subcategories. So make sense? Then Lojong Kela Mada Manga Waje Manga Waje Tojo Majova Chore Malua Tojo Maja Kansan Lojong Kela Mada Manga Waje like you read about 7 point mind training test, then you think about 7 point mind training test, and you have will to practice. Okay, now this is 7 point mind training teaching, this very wonderful teachings, and I read about that, I thought about that, so now I really want to practice, put into practice. So when you make that kind of deliberate commitments, so there are certain things you are not like as a Lojong Kenla Mada Magawas. Because 7 point mind training is to dedicate it for welfare of all living beings. So then therefore, harming other living beings, that goes against 7 point mind training teachings. Harming others, So there's something that needs to be considered or be careful, Lojong Kenla Mada Magawade. Tochur Mashawas. So second one, so need to wait a little bit. Then the third one, Chore Manuas. Being biased. I'm only going to practice because Hamula has been so nice to me. I'm only going to practice 7 point mind training with Hamula, not with everybody, So some of people, I don't like them, so I'm not going to practice. That is not like that, being, how you say, biased, being like, I'm going to practice only for this group of people. I'm not going to practice for that group of people like that. That's number three. Number second, please just wait. So I will come back. Number second is here, but I'll come back to that. Sambe shiye ba junji lunga kije lunga ke choba tro chidin namda. Sambe shiye ba ju lunga jo chu chu ni thumba chawa so. Mentally, do you really care about welfare of other living beings mentally? Sambe shiye ba ju you cherish mentally, you cherish all living beings, you cherish others, Shiye ba ju lunga ke choba do chu lunga ke choba thok chindin namda. Too much hours. Say, if your realization is high as a divine being,
you know, you don't, you still act like human. You still act like human, no? If you are, oh, no, this is like samsara things, I don't want to do, so I'm only thinking about liberation, so this is not, oh, I'm not going to eat, you know, this is samsara things. Somebody asks, can you go with me to have coffee? Oh, I don't think this is not, doesn't look like meditation, I'm not going to go, you know. And that, like, you know, even though you have, like, gained so much realization that your inner practice is very deep, but you still act like human, because you are in the human society. You act like human. It's not here, but somewhere else. If your realization is equal as a divine being, but you still need to act like human. So that's what I'm saying. So make sure that physical behavior, verbal behavior is like correspond well with the people, you know, even though you have this, you know, higher or deeper understanding of Dharma, but you don't act like, you know, like somebody else. Srila Chunjit Mishawa, no, that's number, I said, that's number four. Okay, number four. Number second, I will come back. Are you lost?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There's one way to read, just listen, you know, to hear this. There's two different ways to read. One you read from high, one you just listen. The monastery, most of them, you listen. Then there's another way to read, you know, you listen, you're reading by your ear. Or not criticizing others, not criticizing others, that's number five. Not criticizing others. Even though you see problems of other people, but you don't, as you don't act on that. You don't like say judge. You know, yeah. Everybody has problems. As a bodhisattva, you develop compassion, right? When you see someone's fault, you develop compassion. So. But you don't, you know, like, as a change chunto and tell a midobas, even though you see someone's fault, but you don't look at there's a fault, you know, you don't contribute or you don't judge. So that's the best way to sit down there. Nimu kanji, nimu so hotemba. So now that's number six. So next Wednesday we can come back if you are. So only I left is number second. So second, so I will come back to that. So that's number second. Only missing is the number second. Second is missing. Nimo kanji nimo so hotemba. Okay, so this is also important. Nimo kanji ngala jongs. That's like the 7-point mind tending text. It says nimo kanje ngala jong, so there's the same here. Even though we have all these different types of disturbance thought, I have anger, I have jealousy, I have attachment, I have ignorance, you know. We are going to have them till we liberate it. So that's the truth. Whether we like or not, that's the reality. So, you know. So it's not good to say, you know, oh, you are free from all these defilements. But that's not true. No, so I don't know about you. Maybe you are already enlightened, but you know. So, but everybody's their omniscient. Everybody's omniscient of their mind. Everybody's omniscient of their own mind. You know who you are. You know whether you're enlightened or not. No, make sense? Yeah. So even though having all this, you know, disturbing thought, but you know, some of them are stronger. Oh, I have issue with anger. I don't have issue with attachment, but I have, you know, issue with anger. Or I don't have issue with anger, but I have issue with attachments. Something like, you know, different. So which one, even among those disturbing thoughts, which one is more powerful? So you deal with that first. Instead of worrying, okay, oh, I want to deal with all of them, you know. Better to worry about
which one is more stronger, or work with that, that not that particular one. Okay, nimokan jengol la jongs. For nimbudama, if you are having issue with the anger, then what you need to do? Patience. Or you may think, okay, maybe like purification. I'm thinking because I have a lot of issues with anger. I'm thinking about, you know, doing some kind of purification practice. Best thing is to practice patience. That's the best thing. No, that's the antidote. That's the antidote of the anger. Oh, that's number 7.
No, yes, sir. I think that's number 5.
Number 5. So, let's go out. Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's number 7.
Yeah.
It is 7.
Yeah.
7. So maybe that's anyway. So I will come back. Okay. I will next Wednesday come back to that. So. Then the lojong chebe nigu nienda ondo reva so ondo reva ne pongasyo. So now okay, like, you know, like this kind of mindset. Okay, I'm like hoping for some kind of offerings because I've been practicing mind training teaching. So where are the offerings? There's no offering. With that kind of intention, you know, like that kind of intention. I'm hoping that people will make some offerings if I practice 7-point mind training. That's the wrong intention. Should not do that. No, that's number 8. Lojong chebe nyegu nyenda so hondo rewa so on the round to rewa to jepo wa sino. You from your side, you have no any expectations for yourself practicing anything, no 7-point mind training, whatever practice, only expectations to liberation, enlightenment. That's the only expectation. Other than that, there's no, you know, expectations. So if you have expectation about, you know, some kind of material gain of doing, you know, like same becoming monk, nun, or like doing any form of practice, or thing, then that's wrong intentions according to Bodhicitta. You know, Gishi Bengunja, Gishi Bengunja, so if you remember from Lamrim teaching, Gishi Bengunja, you know, used to rope, during the daytime, he rope people on the mountains, rope, how you say?
Rap.
Raps, okay, rap. So the night, you know, then he steals from his, like, at tips, and he goes to people how they steal. So one time he's like going down the town, and all of a sudden this one old lady is coming up by seeing Bengunja. That time it's not Gishi, it's called Bengunja. He's just, you know, seeing that man, that elder woman has almost died. Then Gishi, the Bengunja, he was kind of surprised, and he told her, "I don't eat people, you know. Why are you so scared? I don't eat people." And then somehow it really changed Bengunja's mindset. You know, he didn't realize that, you know, he was like he has a lot of negative impact on people through his conduct. And really change his mind, then, you know, he become monks. He get ordained, went to the monastery. Long period of time, people don't trust him, you know, so even though he's in the monastery, people still don't trust him too long time. So, then, you know, then slowly, Gishi Bengunja, then, you know, he's very good, you know, he's totally like, sincerely dedicated to Dharma practice. He really regrets what he's done in the village. He really dedicated his life to his practice. And then, you know, slowly he has like some Dharma benefactors, you know, he has some sponsor, you know, helping him. So one day, you know, like very, very important sponsor is say, okay, I'm going to visit him.
So he lives in some kind of cave. You know, kind of, he's kind of messy. He's kind of messy, you know. Not a very clean person, you know. So, of course, he's a man, so it's not really clean. So he said, okay, now his important benefactor is going to visit him, so he thought, I better clean something, you know, just to show something that how I live. And he cleaned something, then he decorated his altar, and he sit down, and he's checking his intentions, and turns out he's just making it up, to please the benefactor. And he immediately, he just stand up, and he just grab dust, handful of dust, and he threw on the altar, you know. All the altar, then now it's all like dusty. He says, okay. He said, that's good now. He said, sit down. He said, okay, that's much better. Somehow, one of the lamas in that town realized that Gishi Benguja did that. Then he said, he prayed, the Gishi Benguja's offering is the best offering. He'd make the best offering, even though he like does them all, because he says Gishi Benguja managed to, how you say, throw the handful of dust into the mouth of everybody concerned, you know, worried that somebody going to criticize me, or worried that nobody going to praise me, you know. If somebody praise you, super happy. If somebody criticize you, down, you know. That's like inwardly concerned, but he managed to throw handful of dust mouth of inwardly concerned. Make sense?
Yeah.
He said, oh. He said, that's the truth. That's the truth, that's the real, that's good, much better, you know. That's how it looks like before. It doesn't look like very clean or neat. That's I just made it up. That's how it looks like. Because intention, checking intention, like that. Anyway, so that's the number 8. So now that's a good number to stop. Maybe a good number to stop, 8. Huh? Maybe not 8 worldly concern, but maybe not a good number to stop. I'm just joking. Let's stop here. So it's 8:20. Huh? So then I will come back, you know, I will review them, okay,
Okay. From the Gold Book, turn to page 235, and we'll read the general dedication prayers, 1 through 4. Gewa di no du da la ma sangye du ju ne do wa chi kya ma lu pa de Janchu Sanchari Boche Make Panan Ke Gyuchi Ke Wanyang Pa Me Payang Gone Gondu Pa Washo Jampe Pa Wuchi Te Kim Padam Kuntu Sampo De Yande Shinte De Da Kungi Jezu Da Lochi Ke Wadi Da Tanche Rab Tuna Du sun she pe ge wa tan che ki nyo wa ga la cho tu nga pa de da she ge we ta wa di kun ka san po chu chu ra tu nga wa ji. Turn to page 244 and 245 for the short long life prayers. Gandhi rawe kowe shin kam de tendan de wa ma lu shun we ne chenre si guan ten zin ya soi sape si te bar tu ten kyu chi
Jonu iye na la wa shortu Awatare sembara sopa Lo sangye we deton le pelsho Shaksu gengyo lama so wa de Tu su chan jin chan gön ke we Ten jin kyon pe we Kun zu do po tse Shok sum ku we le mun tu du Pa dok so du she gön du Shab ten shok Mig me se we te shen di me kien pe wang po jam te yang gong shen ke pe tu Lo sang ya fe Shang la soa de Om taritu taritu re soha 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 Om taritu taritu re soha